chapter 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 25. It says, "Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than them? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth ye of need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient to the day is the evil thereof." Now Jesus here, he's talking about worry, and there's two things he explicitly tells us and mentions and tells us not to worry about. The first one is about what we're going to eat, and the second thing about clothing or what you shall put on. In verse 26, it says, "Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, and neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" So basically, we've all seen birds and sparrows maybe hopping around the parking lot at Walmart eating the food that has been dropped by shoppers or just broken bags of garbage. But God makes sure that even the birds are fed, which are one of the more insignificant of his creation, which most people take for granted. Will he not much more feed us as we are his own children? Right. And then in verse 27, "Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature?" Jesus also mentions that there is no need in worrying, because worrying is not going to get anything done. It's not going to help. It'll only make things worse. Verse 28, "And why taking thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" So here Jesus is telling us not to worry about raiment. Even the lilies of the field and the grass, which are only there for a short season before they are dried up and burned in the summer heat, are there for our enjoyment, and they are clothed and made beautiful for us and the other things of his creation. If he clothes and makes the grass and the lilies of the field, gives them clothing and makes them pretty, which he says is more pretty than even Solomon in all his glory. We know that Solomon was one of the richest men in all the world and would have had many gems and gold and pretty things. It says that even he was not arrayed like one of these lilies. So if God will clothe the grass and lilies of the field and take care of them, will he not much more clothe us as we are his only children? There are many bad effects to worry. There are hundreds, but I have five outlined that cover most of them. Number one is it can damage your health. Scientists and doctors have proved all throughout the ages that worry can shorten lifespans and cause many health issues. It also will cause the object of your worry to consume your thoughts. If you're always worried about something, you're not being able to think or concentrate about anything else. Thirdly, it will disrupt your productivity. You will not be able to do anything effectively or accomplish anything if you're constantly worrying. Fourthly, it will negatively affect the way you treat others. If we're worrying, it's going to be a whole lot easier to snap out at people and to be rude to people and be a bad testimony for Christ if we're constantly worrying. And fifthly, it will reduce your ability to trust in God. These five things, none of these things should characterize us as Christians, as if we're any of these things besides maybe damaged health, we can be bad testimonies to the unsaved world around us. There are many steps to conquering worry. I have three outlined. We'll find the first one in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
So the first step to conquering worry, we find, is make your request known to God.
We find the second one in Philippians 4, but verse 11. It says, not that I speak in respect of what, if I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So not only do we have make requests known to God, we should have a constant prayer life with God. We should be able to come to God and make our requests known to God when we need to. Not only should we be praying to God when we need God, but we should be praying to be able to grow our relationship with God. So we see make requests known to God, and secondly, be content. We should be happy with the things that God has given with us and not bitter and worrying about the things He has not given us. Another verse is in Hebrews 13:5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Also, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, now, there are many verses on contentment and prayer and all, but I've only going to read a couple for the sake of time. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 through 8. It says in verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So not only do we have make a request known to God, we should have a constant and consistent prayer life with God. Secondly, be content. We should be happy and content with the things that God has given us, and not worrying and disgruntled about the things that God has not seen fit to give us. But we find the third in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. We'll be reading verse 5 and 6. It says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So we have make your request known to God, be content, and thirdly, we have trust in God. Another verse for trusting God is in Psalms 55. Psalms 55. Verse 22. It says in verse number 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And the last verse for trust in God is 1 Peter 5, 7. 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So throughout this message, we have seen that Jesus warns us and tells us not to worry about food. If He provides food for the birds, will He not much more provide food for His own children? Secondly, we should not be worrying about clothing. God clothes the grass of the field and the flowers and the lilies of the field. It goes on to say, will He not much more clothe us as we are His children? Then we saw the negative effects of worry. We saw it can damage health. It can cause the object of your worry to consume your thoughts. It can disrupt your productivity. It can negatively affect the way you treat others, and it will reduce your ability to trust in God. So we saw all the negative effects of worry, and then we saw the three steps to conquering worry. Number one, we should make our request known to God. We should have a constant, consistent prayer life with God. Secondly, we also saw we should be content. We should be content and happy with the things that God has given us and not worrying over the things that God has not given us. And also, we should trust in God. We should trust in God to see us through from day to day and give us the things that we as Christians need. So we as Christians, everyone is prone to worry, but as we go throughout our everyday, we should be constantly wanting not to worry instead of being prone to worry as human beings. We should remind ourselves that Jesus is in control and that He will give us the things that we as Christians need. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for this time, Lord, that I was able to preach, Lord. Lord, thank You for giving me the words to speak, Lord. Lord, please help us as Christians to understand.